Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget, unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Sam Peebles. Sam is the creator and host of the Braves Dugout podcast. He's also the morning shift contributor for SportsTalkATL.com and a contributor for Tomahawk Take, which is the official Atlanta Braves fan site of the Fan Sided Sports Network. On the program, we discuss his thoughts on the recent lockout, the season finally getting underway, Freddie Freeman and players that are no longer on the World Series team, and can the Braves repeat as World Series champs, and so much more. Sam is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget, unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Andre LeBlanc was born and raised in Shreveport. Andre is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport.
And the Braves lead 3-0 here in the third.
He needs to start going back the other way.
Two balls, two strikes. Christian Javier brings it. There it goes. Swanson touches one off. 5-0 Atlanta here in the fifth.
He too is playing. Possibly on the last year of his contract.
One pitch flies into left center field. Well hit back at the wall. It is gone. A home run for Freddie Freeman. How out of the Tomahawk. 0-2 on the way. Chopper out to Dansby. Dansby throws to first base. Is this happening? It is. The Atlanta Braves are world champions.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of Major League Baseball on Fox and the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. That was Joe Buck on the call of Fox Sports calling the home runs of the Braves being hit by Jorge Soler, Dansby Swanson, and Freddie Freeman. And, of course, that last voice that you heard was Ben Ingram from the Atlanta Braves Radio Network calling the last out as the Atlanta Braves would win the 2021 World Series, beating the Houston Astros in a six-game series. And to kind of talk more about that series, if the Braves are going to repeat, also the upcoming season, amongst other things, we want to welcome him back to the program. He's the creator and the host of the Braves Dugout Podcast, and he's also the Morning Shift contributor for Sports Talk ATL, and he's also a contributor for Tomahawk Take, which is a website that is run by Fansided, Sam Peebles. Hey, Sam, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're welcome, man. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it. Before we get into the upcoming season, it almost looked as though we may have not had a long 162-game regular season, or we could have had an amended season due to a lockout that looked very testy for a time or two. But now we've got baseball that is back. But give me your thoughts on the lockout. What thoughts came to your mind when the lockout first happened, and what were your thoughts just going through it? Did you think it was going to be a long one, or did you think it was going to be just long enough where both sides would work out their differences?
Based on the way that things are handled during the COVID discussions, back in 2020, I did not have a lot of faith that the season was going to start on time. Now, I did not know how they were going to handle it once they did bring it back, because we saw back with the strike after the strike in 94, they had a shorter season. We saw COVID, they had a shorter season. So if I was to have bet on it, I might have lost a little bit of money, because I would have said it would have been delayed and they would have cut off a few games. Looks like they kind of met in the middle. They delayed it a little bit, but we still get a full schedule. But one thing that's going to be interesting, though, is that there's going to be a stretch of 103 days where there's a Major League Baseball game every single day. And so what is that going to mean for injuries and fatigue of players? I don't know. But I am excited to be able to watch, and being the stat head that I am, I'm ecstatic that we're going to have 162 games.
I'm ecstatic too, Sam, because, again, I remember the strike of 94 going into 95. I remember that like it was yesterday, and it was a rough time in baseball because nothing was happening. It was a long winter where the owners and the Players Association and the labor union and whatnot had their differences, and it was a long season. I'm just glad that it looked very shaky for a moment, but nevertheless, as they say, that's water under the bridge, and now we're going to have a full 162-game regular season this year in Major League Baseball. So now it's here. The season is finally getting underway. So now what's the anticipation that you have with the season that's finally getting underway?
Well, my anticipation is that we'll probably see a lot of injuries just because of the grueling schedule. But one thing that is good is to start the season, there's going to be 28-man roster instead of 26, so they'll be able to give guys rest when they need it and things like that. So I think they're handling it probably the best that they can. My anticipation is that, I don't think the labor union and Major League Baseball having those discussions is going to have a huge effect on morale of teams or anything. I think, like you said, it's kind of water under the bridge. One thing I am interested to see, though, is because of all these free agents signing so late right before spring training and the spring training being shorter, how is that going to affect their play? Because we saw in 2020, we saw some weird anomalies with players that, normally have fantastic seasons just absolutely struggle because they either couldn't get going or didn't get their game started with spring training. And then you had other guys that typically don't have, elite level seasons being the best players in the league because they had the advantage of either being younger or not needing a spring training. So it is going to be interesting to see how that affects the rest of the season, and it's going to be interesting to watch.
All right, and speaking of interesting to watch, of course, the team that you follow and you cover on a regular basis is the Atlanta Braves. That's a team that a lot of people are going to have their eyes focused on this year. Of course, they are the defending World Series champions coming into this season. And Freddie Freeman is a player that's unfortunately no longer a member of the Braves. He played 12 seasons with the Braves, represented them proudly, but he wound up signing a big contract, a six-year deal with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Give me your thoughts on Freddie and, you know, what he meant to not just to the Braves but just to the city of Atlanta and his new start with the Dodgers.
Yeah, it was a sad day when we saw that he was going to be signing with the Dodgers. Well, really, it was the sad day when the Braves traded for Matt Olson because we kind of knew that Freddie Freeman was gone. But the way I choose to look at it is not many players have we had, especially in my life, other than Chipper Jones, that spent as much time with the Braves organization as Freddie Freeman did. So I'm choosing to look at it as I'm going to celebrate the 12 years that he was there. I'm happy for what he contributed for those 12 years. And I think it ended perfectly in a sense of if he was going to leave, it was the perfect year for it to happen. He won his MVP in 2020. He made it through the rebuild. He helped contribute to the Braves winning a World Series. You can't ask much more than that. I think asking him to spend his entire career with the Atlanta Braves was just being hopeful, because if you look across the league, especially the way that the business side of it is set up, you barely see players spend their entire career with a team. I mean, you can only name a handful that spent more than 12 years with a team. Clayton Kershaw, maybe one or two others, and that's about it. So I'm not upset about it. I'm not even disappointed. It's just a little sad to see him go on somewhere else. But I'm hoping that in 6 years or so, 7, 8 years, whenever he hangs up his cleats, and 5 years after that, he'll be wearing a Braves baseball cap in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, most likely that probably will happen, Sam. So, again, Freddie leaves Atlanta after so many great seasons he's put in. Of course, to top it off with the World Series, he heads, stays in the National League and will be playing for the Los Angeles Dodgers. I want to move along now to someone that had a postseason for the ages, Jorge Soler, who wound up becoming World Series MVP. Of course, he was a member of the Kansas City Royals the first half of last season, and then when the trade deadline happened, he was traded to the Atlanta Braves, and he paid off big dividends as a part of their postseason run, providing some major hits, including in the World Series. Of course, he signed a big contract with the Miami Marlins. Just give me your thoughts on Jorge, his short time with the Braves, and he's moving on to the Miami Marlins.
Oh, man, it was absolutely fantastic. I've always been a fan of Jorge Soler, and it really blew my mind when the Braves did trade for him, just because, back, you know, in 2021, there was no DH, and he's traditionally been a DH. But when I looked at his numbers, the trade made sense because his batting average of balls in play was well below his career and well below league average, which means that he was hitting the ball and hitting it hard. Guys just happened to be in the right spot, and there is such thing as luck in baseball, and he was having terrible luck. And based on those numbers, he was going to have huge progression, which he did. Now, I loved every second of it. I would say he was probably my favorite trade line acquisition, and it paid off really well. It was sad to see him go to the Marlins, but if we're being honest here, I don't think he was ever going to come back to the Braves, just simply because of the Marcelo Ozuna thing being in the air. And not to mention, Jorge Soler was going to make a lot more money than Eddie Rosario or Adam Duvall or any of those other guys. So the odds of him coming back to the Braves were pretty slim anyways. With Ronald Acuna coming back and everything else, the Braves went from having a depleted outfield to an arguably loaded outfield. There just wasn't space for a guy like Jorge Soler because he was worth much more money than the playing time that he would have got with the Atlanta Braves. So I'm happy for him. I'm glad. I'm so thankful for the time that he spent with the Braves, and I'm also happy for him to get that solid contract with the Marlins.
All right, and another person that was key as a part of the postseason run, Jock Peterson. Of course, Jock was had some great seasons with the Los Angeles Dodgers, winning a World Series in the COVID year of 2020, and then after that, he starts off the first half of the 2021 season with the Chicago Cubs, similar to a Jorge Soler situation, a part of the trade deadline, and was traded from Chicago to the Atlanta Braves and winds up winning a World Series. He's now with the San Francisco Giants. Give me your thoughts on Jock and his short time with Atlanta and now heading over to San Francisco.
I would say that, man, I've never seen someone with such playoff composure as that guy has. He does not get nervous. He goes up there and he gets the job done in the postseason, and it was fantastic. I mean, he was key in the postseason. He had some very clutch hits. The one reason I do believe that he's on the Giants and not the Braves this year is just simply if you look at his numbers, he's got some of the most extreme splits. And by splits, I mean versus a right-hander versus a left-handed pitcher. Jock Peterson is not a bench player, but he's also not a full-time player. He'd best be suited in a situation where he can platoon with another guy with the opposite handiness at bat. You know, like an Adam Duvall and Jock Peterson platoon or something like that. But the way that the Braves' funds were, they just couldn't afford to pay Jock Peterson what he could get on the open market to just have a platoon player. Whereas with the Giants being weaker in the outfield, they are willing to start a guy like Jock Peterson full-time. And Jock Peterson knew that, and rightfully so, took more money to do that. I'd do the same thing.
Yeah, rightfully so. Again, you know, that's one of the casualties of professional sports, Sam, where you want to keep everybody, but you can't afford everybody. That payroll gets very tight every year in the salary cap, and Major League Baseball is no exception to the rule. So those are just some of the key players that are no longer with a part of the World Series team. And now we've got this season. Let's look ahead now to the current 2022. Sam, can the Braves, in your opinion, repeat as champs? And if so, why?
Okay, so I would say, first off, that Major League Baseball leads all major sports with unique champions in the past 21 years. So in the last 21 years, there's been 16 different World Series winners, and there has not been a repeat winner since the year 2000. So the odds of it happening are extremely slim. Can the Braves do it? Sure. They're much better this year than they were last year. So there is a chance. If they could do it last year, they could easily do it this year. The entire core is back. I mean, they were missing their MVP candidate in Ronald Acuna all year last year, and if he's healthy this year. The big question mark is how is the Braves rotation going to handle this long, grueling season? But their main competitor in the National League, the Dodgers, also, I mean, they don't have a terrible rotation, but if you had to pick a weakness on their team, it's their rotation depth, just like the Braves. And so it's going to be really interesting. I do think that the National League will win the World Series again this year, and it's going to be between the Dodgers and the Braves. And I do think that the Braves have a shot, but I'm not going to go on record and say, oh, yeah, without a doubt, they're going to win. History does not say that's a fact.
Interesting, right, that you mentioned about the Dodgers. Kenley Jansen, I mean, Kenley is a World Series champion with the Dodgers. He had some great seasons being a part of that organization, being one of the top closers in the league. But he's joined, as you mentioned, the Atlanta Braves. I know that one thing that the Braves struggled with throughout much of the year, but they were able to pull it off with their bullpen, is that they really didn't have a quote-unquote permanent closer, but they've got it with Kenley Jansen. What are your thoughts on Kenley being a member of the Braves for this season?
I do think that, honestly, with the way that Kenley Jansen pitches, he's no longer the elite closer he used to be. He's a very solid bullpen arm, but if you look at his statistics, he does not strike out as many people versus his walk to strikeout ratio is half of what it used to be just 2 years ago. So I don't think that he's the elite guy that he used to be, but he's a very good piece. Honestly, if it was up to me and I was Brian Snicker, I would be playing the matchups with using him and Will Smith. I still would continue not to have a permanent closer. You have one of the best bullpens in the league. Just play to your advantages and play to your strengths. You don't have to put anyone out there. Because you have such talent, you can just pick what pitcher is best for the best situation and roll with it that way. You don't have to stick with a permanent closer. Kenley Jansen's already making his money. Will Smith is already making his money. You don't really have to worry about feelings being hurt. Just go out there and win.
All right, absolutely. And again, you mentioned about we got your thoughts on the Braves having a chance to repeat as champs. It's been, like you said, it's been slim within the last over 20 years, and especially in Major League Baseball, they have the Dodgers to worry about in the National League. But I mentioned one of the players to look forward to on the roster this year with Kenley Jansen. I want to talk about another player, Eddie Rosario. Man, Eddie got rewarded with a big contract during the offseason. I mean, he had a postseason run for the ages. Just give me your thoughts on what you expect out of Eddie this season.
I'm excited. I mean, I don't know if many people know this, but Eddie Rosario has had MVP votes before. The guy is one of the most underrated players in the league because he played for a smaller market team. And that worked to the Braves' benefit. They were able to basically get him with a salary dump and then extend him for probably less money than people would have thought he would have made 5 years ago in this situation. And I'm excited. I mean, we're not going to. I'm not looking for Eddie Rosario to be like an MVP caliber player, but for his role and the amount of money they're paying for him, I'm really excited because one of the areas that the Braves have struggled with all year last year was hitting right-handed pitching. Well, Eddie Rosario is really good at hitting at right-handed pitching, so he's filling a massive hole that the Braves' offensive lineup has, and I'm really, really excited that they were able to pull that off. He was my number one pick of the returning outfielders that I wanted back, and so when they got him, I was excited.
Absolutely, and speaking of being excited, I know the Braves, again, we talk about making big moves during the offseason. Matt Olson comes through in a trade from the Oakland A's. We know what an offensive powerhouse Matt was during his time with the Oakland A's, but now he's a member of the Atlanta Braves, and he's looking to help the Braves try to repeat this season. Give me your thoughts on Matt and what he brings to the table for the Braves in this season.
I'm glad you asked that. Shameless plug here, I did write an article on Matt Olson versus Freddie Freeman and really break it down and the differences and the strengths and the weaknesses. And it's really exciting because Matt Olson's overall game, he had a better year than Freddie Freeman did last year. And he's only getting better, whereas Freddie Freeman's getting older. So as much as we hate to see Freddie go, Matt Olson was the ultimate replacement, if you want to say replacement. And Matt Olson's overall game is insane. Not only is he one of the best offensive first basemen in the league, he's by far the best defensive first baseman in the league, and it's not even remotely close. If you look at his Sabre defensive index, which factors in things like defensive war and Fangraphs stats and all the different major defensive metrics that you look at to see how good a player is, it's even the one that they use on the Gold Glove ballot now. He is in first or second place for first baseman every single year. And that's something that, you know, Freddie Freeman was solid at first base, but he was not elite defensively. Matt Olson is. And his drop-off offensively is so minimal that you're barely going to see it. And so I'm really excited that if Freddie Freeman had to leave, that Matt Olson is the one that came in. I'm looking for him to hit 40-plus home runs again into the chop house. And it's going to be a blast to watch him hopefully get even better.
All right, and speaking of getting better, I tell you one thing, Ozzie Albies has improved his game every year, one of the complete speedsters in the league, doing his thing in terms of stealing bases and getting those extra base hits when necessary. He's already a two-time All-Star with the Braves. Just give me your thoughts on Ozzie and what do you expect out of him in this 2022 season?
So for him, his biggest thing is he's one of the best, and I'm going to say it straight up, one of the best in Major League Baseball at hitting left-handed pitching. Like his OPS plus, he's 85% better than league average against left-handed pitching. The issue is that he's not good at hitting right-handed pitching. He's below league average at hitting right-handed pitching. So what needs to happen is Brian Snicker needs to play Ozzie Albies to his strengths. So don't put Ozzie Albies in the two-hole or the four-hole hitting against right-handed pitching where he's going to struggle. Let him be comfortable down in the six to seven hole, and then against left-handed pitching, let him, you know, hit in higher leverage in the batting order. But if Ozzie Albies can figure out his swing against right-handed pitching, better watch out because that's his only weakness. So if he figures that out, he is going to be elite. And he's not going to get disrespected on these top second baseman lists anymore.
All right, I want to move along now to someone who had another big run during the postseason last season, Austin Riley. How do you think Austin's going to do in this 2022 season?
Well, I hope he continues to improve because he made me look kind of silly because after his first 2 years, I was about ready to give up on him. And now here he is having one of the biggest turnarounds I've ever seen in my entire life. So even if he continues to have, even if he regresses a little bit this year, it's still going to be fantastic because he's got such an awesome offensive team around him. I expect him to regress just a little bit because teams have probably figured out how to pitch to him again now that he's now they can make more adjustments on him, and they know not to take him lightly. They know that he's a real threat. But even if he regresses a little bit, he's still going to be a fantastic player. He continues to get better on defense, which was a huge flaw of his early in his career, and now he's turned that around. So I'm excited to see what happens, and I do think that he's going to continue to have a solid career.
All right, I want to move along now to somebody who's really improved his game in his short amount of time, and that's Dansby Swanson. Of course, Dansby is a hometown hero in the Atlanta area, being born and raised in Atlanta and also, you know, having strong ties to that area. And I just want to ask, you know, Dansby, who's somebody that really improved his game the last couple of years, including in this the World Series run last season. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Dansby and how you think he will improve for this season.
Well, it is a contract year for him. So typically, historically speaking, contract years are the year that players perform their best year because they know that free agency is coming up. So they work extremely hard in the offseason to make sure that their value is at their highest. So I do foresee Dansby Swanson having a better year this year than he did last year. As far as improving, that's a good thing. I would say offensively improved last year, but defensively he regressed. So hopefully he worked on his defensive mechanics. Not to say he's bad at defending. My God, he's a shortstop in Major League Baseball. But as far as Major League Baseball shortstops go, he did regress a little bit last year defensively. So if he worked on his mechanics, and I do think he's going to continue to improve offensively. The only issue with that now, though, is if he has a fantastic year, he's probably going to be the number two shortstop on the free agent market. So if the Braves don't extend him, he has the same agent as Freddie Freeman had. It's kind of scary because he might not be back if he continues to do well.
All right, I want to move along now to Adam Duvall. Of course, Adam, again, similar to the situation with Jorge Soler and Jock Peterson, again, part of the trade deadline. He started off the last season playing with the Miami Marlins, and now he was traded to the Atlanta Braves. So he's currently a member of the Braves, and he came through, had his moments in the postseason. Just give me your thoughts on Adam and his 2022 season.
I would say that one thing that really made me happy to have him back is, as far as, you know, I was talking about SDI earlier, he was fourth in all of Major League Baseball in SDI. So he's one of the best. He's an elite defender. So even if his bat is not up to par to what people think it should be, he's still bringing extreme value to the Braves. So that makes me excited that and happy and fine with him being a full-time starter now. One thing he does need to work on, though, is his on-base percentage is really, really bad. He is the definition of home run or bust. He either hits a home run or doesn't get on base pretty much. So if he can work on his on-base percentage and start getting on base at a better clip, he is going to be an X factor for the Atlanta Braves.
I want to move along now to a couple of more players. I want to talk about, I know the catcher position was not really a big offensive powerhouse for the Braves during the World Series year. However, it paid off big dividends in the postseason run, particularly with Travis d'Arnaud, someone who's been highly respected in the Major League Baseball community, being a journeyman. But wherever he's played, he's always been consistent and someone that's always been somebody that hasn't been afraid to go the extra mile for his teammates. Give me your thoughts on Travis, and what do you think he's going to do in his 2022 season?
Well, I do think that he's going to be able to contribute more just because now with Manny Pena as his backup, you've got a defensive first catcher and d'Arnaud is an offensive first catcher, and they can form a really good tandem. The Braves have always been successful when they deploy a tandem of catchers, one offensive first and one defensive first. So I think that's really going to help d'Arnaud take his game to the next level.
I want to get now into some of the pitchers for a moment. Charlie Morton. Charlie Morton had such an effective postseason, but then again he suffered the injury, I believe, in game one of the World Series against the Astros. And, again, he missed the rest of the series, but the Braves were able still to march on without him. But give me your thoughts on Charlie, and what do you think his 2022 season is going to look like?
If you look at his peripherals, like things like expected batting average against, hard hit rate against, things that you can use to project his season, last year he was actually better than Max Fried. So I do believe that he will be the Atlanta Braves' Cy Young.
Morton has been somebody that's been consistent and definitely somebody that's going to definitely try to be a part of the Braves' run to get another championship there in 2022. I want to bring up a couple of more pitchers. Ian Anderson and Max Fried, the gentleman's name you mentioned earlier. Anderson and Fried were big in the postseason, and I just want to ask you, what are your thoughts about Ian and Max and how they plan to repeat from their success from last year?
I do think that Ian Anderson is going to regress because he got really lucky last year a lot, and he gave up 4 earned runs 8 different times. As far as Max Fried, I think he's going to be just fine.
Thank you so much, Sam. So one more time, tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as where they can find Braves Dugout and, of course, Sports Talk ATL and Tomahawk Take.
All right, you can find Braves Dugout Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You can find me at S People Sports on Twitter. I do have a Facebook page, and you can find TomahawkTake.com is where most of my articles are. And I just started Morning Shift Media that you can find a bunch of baseball-related articles as well.
You heard it from him. He's Sam Peebles. Check him out at S Peebles Sports on Twitter and the various social media platforms. Sam, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
High fly ball to left and goodbye. Soler with a monster blast into left, and the Braves lead 3-0 here in the third.
Too many breaking balls, Joe. He was timing them up. And he got one.
He needs to start going back the other way.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Christian Javier brings it. There it goes. Swanson touches one off. 5-0 Atlanta here in the fifth.
He too is playing. Possibly on the last year of his contract.
One pitch flies into left center field. Well hit back at the wall. It is gone. A home run for Freddie Freeman. How about that?
Set of the Tomahawk. 0-2 on the way. Chopper out to Dansby. Dansby throws to first base. Is this happening? It is! The Atlanta Braves are world champions! The Atlanta Braves have won the 2021 World Series in 6 games over the Houston Astros. Pure euphoria.
You can unlock more cash than you realize from your home's equity with a cash-out refinance today. In the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. And with Rocket Mortgage, you can unlock thousands in less than 3 weeks. But you've got to act right now before rates go up. So when you're looking to unlock the cash in your home, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started.
Rocket. Rate current at the 12-12-21. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Andre LeBlanc was born and raised in Shreveport. Andre is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport.
There's only one place to find the most recognized brand in carpet, Stainmaster, and that's at Lowe's.
Right now, get free basic installation with the purchase of Stainmaster carpet and pad, $4.99 or more. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only. Requires non-refundable site assessment fee. Fee is credited to final project price if bought through Lowe's. More charges may apply. Not available in all areas. See Lowe's.com for details, exclusions, and licensure. Valid 219 to 413, U.S. only.
If it's a tale worth telling, it happens at L'Auberge. Prepare for the trailblazing adventure of a lifetime. We're giving away two Kawasaki Terex KRX 1000s or a share of over $30,000 in free slot play. Earn your entries now and join us for the grand finale giveaway on Saturday, May 7th from 5 to 9 p.m. Let the good times roll. L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Must be 21 years or older to enter. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport.
If it's a tale worth telling, it happens at L'Auberge. Prepare for the trailblazing adventure of a lifetime. We're giving away two Kawasaki Terex KRX 1000s or a share of over $30,000 in free slot play. Earn your entries now and join us for the grand finale giveaway on Saturday, May 7th from 5 to 9 p.m. Let the good times roll. L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Must be 21 years or older to enter. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
Everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Sam Peoples, the creator and host of the Braves Dugout Podcast. He's also the morning shift contributor for SportsTalkATL.com and a contributor for Tomahawk Take, which is the official Atlanta Braves fan site of the Fansided Sports Network. Thanks again to Sam for giving us the insight on the Braves' upcoming 2022 season. And until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend. It's Carol from jury duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.